Professor Henny Stradom is a professor of international law at the University of Johannesburg. He holds the South African Research Chair in International Law. A very good morning to you. Nice to chat to you again. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm fine, and I hope on your side as well.
Yeah, all good. Thank you. So firstly, for those, for anyone who is not aware of the difficulties and the challenge, what is some context to this court case?
Yeah, it originated from a provision in the Citizenship Act, which South African citizen obtained citizenship from another country will lose his South African citizenship by operation of the law. So a person in that position will then be deprived of South African citizenship unless the person then seeks permission from the minister to still retain his or her South African citizenship. So that was the legal issue involved, and the whole case centered around the issue of deprivation because of citizenship, because it may happen that a person may lose his or her South African citizenship without even knowing it. And that was an arbitrary way of depriving a person of citizenship and of citizenship rights, which a person would be otherwise entitled to.
How would they even monitor that?
That is probably something that the Department of Home Affairs will be able to monitor. I do not know whether they have mechanisms in place for that.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
That's an administrative issue.
Right. But also, doesn't it become very difficult to determine if somebody is, for example, American by birth or whatever it would be, and then has a South African citizenship as well? How do you determine what is voluntary and what is not voluntary? I would imagine it's such a fictitious difference, really, isn't it?
Well, you're quite right. A person who is born in a country is entitled to citizenship of that country. That's a very old rule, all through your parents. And that is, recognized in legal systems all over the world. So South African, a person born in South Africa will automatically be entitled to citizenship. But that person may then, in the course of his or her life, obtain, say, for instance, American citizenship as well.
Right.
So then you have dual citizenship. So is that instance, that happening, that occurrence that is covered by the Act, which says that if you do that, you will lose your South African citizenship automatically. You may not even know about it. So, and that will deprive you of the rights that you normally should have had under South African citizenship as well. And it's on that basis that the Constitutional Court, first the Supreme Court of Appeal, decided that that is an arbitrary deprivation of rights in terms of the Constitution, because Section 20 of the Constitution clearly says no one should be deprived of citizenship.
Right.
So it was very much a constitutional issue here at stake.
And the fact that the Constitutional Court has now made this, has passed this ruling, does that put an end to this discussion, effectively?
Yeah, that section is is unconstitutional, unlawful.
Right.
So it cannot be used or applied by Department of Home Affairs.
Is there a way that South Africans could lose their citizenship?
Well, you can voluntarily do
yes,
so.
Yes, obviously, if you surrender your citizenship,
I'm moving, I'm emigrating to country X. I don't want to retain it, then you lose it that way.
Right, but you can't be deprived of it. In other words, they can't remove it.
Yeah, they can't remove it, especially not in a way, which without your own, with the person's involvement and even knowledge. I think it was quite a fairly obvious case.
Well, what I wanted to get to is why was this even a case? Like, why would the DA have to have taken this through the High Court to the Constitutional Court? Why was this ever a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I also find it interesting that the Home Affairs or the minister in that department could consider and that the parliament could consider a law of this kind and then adopt it. It's quite obvious, I think, from a legal point of view, that that was an unconstitutional provision in the Act. The interesting thing is that the High Court, mm-hmm. Where the case commenced, found that it was a lawful way for government to deprive somebody of citizenship. And that judgment in the High Court was then appealed to the Supreme Court of Appeal, which says, no, this is absolute not the case. It's a matter of an unconstitutional deprivation of citizenship. And now that is confirmed by the Supreme Court of Appeal case, or outcome is then confirmed by the Constitutional Court.
So at least this is... Does this mean if somebody is, let's say, applying for a citizenship of another country whilst South African, that they no longer need to even get permission from Home Affairs?
That's quite correct. And the courts, the Constitutional Court, the Supreme Court of Appeal, also said that those citizens who have lost citizenship through this the application of this Section 6 of the Act, that deprivation is not valid anymore. It's so they will retain South African citizenship.